Okay, today I think we're going to wrap up our discussion of topology. The final topic here is connected and disconnected sets. So let S be a set of real numbers. We say that S is disconnected if it is possible to find a pair of open sets U and V such that U and V have non-trivial intersection with S. U intersect V intersect S is empty. And S is the union of U intersect and V at S and V intersect S. The figure below illustrates the idea. If no such U and V exist, then we say that S is connected. So the idea here is that U and V are open sets which are disjoint and they divide S into two pieces. Notice in the above definition, condition one means that each of U and V contains some elements of S. While condition two says that no common element of U and V is in S, and condition three means that S is contained in U union V. Example, the set T, which is the set of all x in the real so that mod x is less than 1 and x is not 0, is disconnected. So that's the interval between minus 1 and 1 with the point 0 missing. And visually, you can see that it's disconnected into two pieces. We take U to be the set of all x which are less than 0 and V to be the set of all x which are greater than 0. Then U intersect T is the interval minus 1, 0, the open interval, which is not empty. V intersect T is the interval 0, 1, the open interval, which is not empty. U intersect T intersect V intersect T is the empty set. And T is equal to U intersect T union V intersect T. So T is disconnected. So that just shows you analytically what you could see intuitively just by staring at the picture. It is clear that a disconnected set has the property that there are disjoint open sets that in effect disconnect the set. The next example looks at the contrapositive. Look at the set X, which is the closed interval minus 1, 1. It's connected. To see this, suppose to the contrary that there exist open sets U and V such that U intersect is not, X is not empty. V intersect X is not empty. U intersect X intersect V intersect X is empty, and X is equal to U intersect X union V intersect X. Choose A in U intersect X and choose B in V intersect X. We may assume A is less than B, set alpha equals the soup of U intersect the closed interval AB. Now, the closed interval AB is contained in X. Hence, U intersect AB is disjoint from V, and therefore alpha is less than or equal to B. But the complement of V is closed because V is open, so alpha is not in V. It follows that alpha is less than B. If alpha is in U, then because U is open, there exists an alpha twiddle in U such that alpha twiddles to the right of alpha. So alpha is less than alpha twiddle less than B. This would mean that we chose alpha incorrectly. Hence, alpha is not in U. But alpha is not in U and alpha is not in V means alpha is not in X. On the other hand, alpha is the supremum of a subset of X. Since A in X and B in X and X is an interval, since X is a closed interval, we conclude that alpha is in X. Because closed intervals contain all their accumulation points. This contradiction shows that X must be connected. With small modifications, the discussion of the last example demonstrates that any closed interval is connected. That's treated in exercise one. See the figure below. Also in exercise two, we may similarly see that any open interval or half open interval is connected. In fact, the converse is true as well. Theorem. A subset S of R is connected if and only if S is an interval. Proof. If F is not an interval, then there exists A in S and B in S at a point T between A and B such that T is not in S. Define U to be the set of all X and R so that X is less than T and V to be the set of all X and R so that X is greater than T. Then U and V are open and disjoint. U intersect S is not empty. V intersect S is not empty. And S is equal to the union of U intersect and V intersect S. So S is disconnected. This is just like the first example. If S is an interval, then we prove that it is connected using the methodology of the example above. The Cantor set is not connected. Indeed, it is disconnected in a special sense. Call a set S totally disconnected if for each distinct X in S and Y in S, there exists disjoint open sets U and V so that X is in U and Y is in V and S equals U intersect S union V intersect S. So basically, a set is totally disconnected if you can disconnect it at every point. Proposition: the Cantor set is totally disconnected. Proof: let X and Y in the Cantor set be distinct and assume that X is less than Y. Set delta to be the distance between X and Y. Choose J so large that 3 to the minus J is less than delta. Then X and Y are in SJ. That's the SJ from the construction of the Cantor set, but X and Y cannot both be in the same interval of SJ, since the intervals will have length equal to 3 to the minus J, which is less than delta. It follows that there is a point T between X and Y that is not an element of SJ and hence not an element of the Cantor set. Set U to be the set of all S which is less than T and V to be the set of all S which is greater than T. Then X is in U intersects the Cantor set, hence U intersect the Cantor set is not empty. Likewise, Y is in V intersect the Cantor set. Also, U intersect the Cantor set, intersect V intersect the Cantor set is empty. Finally, the Cantor set equals C intersect U union C intersect V. Thus, C can be connected, disconnected, between any two points, X and Y, so therefore C is totally disconnected. And that is the end of our brief discussion of connectivity. Have a nice weekend.